You're listening to The Hoist on Sin 90.7. That song you just heard was The Long Boys with Fixing Me Up.
And we currently have the Mamas in studio. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
For people... Oops, sorry. Straight away, just stepping over people. For people who don't know, the Mamas are a soul, R&B and funky femhop outfit from Melbourne. They're playing as a part of the huge Brunswick Music Festival lineup. And we have Amelia, Caitlin and Abby from The Collective with us live now in the studio. Thank you for coming to The Hoist.
Thanks for having us.
And what many of our listeners may or may not be aware of, but I am... we'll be keen to know how much inspiration you take from the American folk rock vocal group, the Mamas and Papas, who performed between 1965 and 1968, or is this name just coincidence and a completely different genre?
We're not folk rock, and I don't think when we were making our name we were thinking of the Mamas and Papas, but since we became a band, people have asked if we are the Mamas and Papas.
Yeah, we get that a lot.
Also, when we released Juicy, which is our EP, in some online shops it started showing up as the new album from the Mamas and the Papas.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that's been an issue too.
And also Beyonce's backing vocalists, I think...
Are called the Mamas
too,
and that's us.
Yeah, of course.
But it just felt like the right name for our band, and then
originally we were going to be called the Big Mamas, and then we decided against that, and because I don't know why it just didn't sound right.
So where did your inspiration come from then with that name?
I think we're all very maternal in nature.
Yeah,
we're all very caring, and you know, checking up on people.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think we wanted to go with the vibe of a really, you know, strong, independent image or vernacular of what the female is, and sort of using female power in a really positive way. So I guess the Mamas just encapsulated that for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Mums are awesome.
For sure.
My gosh.
So I guess who are the group's biggest musical inspirations or otherwise?
That's a hard question. I think, like, with the four chicks, we write the tunes and we each have our own inspirations. So it means we have a really wide, like, diverse pool of music that we love and that we draw upon.
Yeah.
Definitely, like, the classic 90s R&B sound, bit of Destiny's Child. What else do we love?
We've been likened to, just because our harmonies are so thick, to like old school, like 60s female led bands such as like the Supremes. Just sometimes we can go really old school in some of our tunes, and I think just the combination of the big vocal harmonies plus the R&B soul like backings is
even like classic sounds like the Andrews Sisters we've thought about in some of our tunes, and just real soul stuff, I guess, like Chaka Khan, Donny Hathaway, Stevie Wonder, I think are probably the top three, I don't know. They're like, there's so many between all of us. I mean, it's too many to count.
Yeah.
But and those are a few.
Well, you released your debut EP, Juicy, in November last year. Mm-hmm. And with so many members, how do you get your own input when writing and recording? Like, how do you all agree on certain things as well?
It helps that we're all besties, and we're all, like, we're used to communicating a lot and being really honest.
Yeah.
Spending a lot of time with each other. It was very collaborative.
Yeah.
With the chicks writing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's definitely a thing where, you know, either we write it all together and it's just we're throwing out ideas to put together the music, or say one person might bring in a tune and we're all just like, yeah, cool, and if someone's unsure of something then we try and figure out what will make it sound best. But it's all just open communication and just supporting each other and trying ultimately to get the best sound and the best vibe and the best message across for those particular songs.
Nice. I really do love the EP, and one of the standouts for me is for sure Fuckboy. And
I thought we weren't allowed to swear.
No.
Well, we just just, we can't make a big deal about it.
It's oh, yeah. Song title. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, I'm quoting the song title.
I'm sorry, Mum, if you're listening to this.
That actually features someone very special called Crispy Jan.
Yeah, I was just about to ask. Could you please explain who Crispy Jan is for the people who don't know?
Well, so I'm known as Spicy Mama, as like one of the mamas, but I also have an alter ego called Crispy Jan, who's a bit rough and tumble, a bit bogue and chic, likes to tell it how it is, and her sidekick and also probably worst enemy is Lil Nat, who is Abby's alter ego. Lil Nana. So we both sort of have like alter ego. For her, it's like more rapping. For me, it's more spoken word sort of vibe, poetry. And I like to incorporate that. And that's sort of just, I guess it's sort of the anger that results from just past personal experiences that have been really negative for me as a result of, I don't know, negative male presences that I've had in my life. So I really wanted to turn that into something positive, and so I've just done that through creating this character, making people laugh, but also talking about something really serious.
Yeah.
So
there's also a really impressive blonde wig that comes out sometimes.
Oh, yeah, she's blonde. She's, like, obviously fake blonde as well. She wears a lot of Crocs, a lot of cheetah print. Like, the style is a thing also.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the people at home, there's a great video on your YouTube page of Crispy Jan just walking around. Yes. Killer.
I love that you've seen that. Thank you. That's awesome.
And you mix, like, as we've said, soul with R&B, funky, femme pop, into one, which is really unique in 2019. But were you worried at all that there wouldn't be a demand for it as, say, there is with pop music or anything?
I don't think that was ever a worry. It all kind of just happened because we love singing together, we love writing, and we just wanted to start making music. Yeah. And it was never about, oh, are people not going to like it? It was just, hello, here we are.
Come to the gig. I think it's been, like, sometimes talked about, depending on the nature of the gig or what we were sort of, what topics we were going to sing about that night.
Oh, yeah, like if things there's like a tune that's a little bit risque.
Yeah, depending on the audience. But, like, I don't think we've ever sort of, I don't think we want to have to worry about that, I guess. Mm. Like, yeah.
And the thing is that when we first started the band, it was at, like, no time was the purpose of the band to, like, be popular. It was just, like, it was our own self-fulfillment. And it just happened upon the fact that the four gals were, like, you know, we're really close. And we were, like, oh, we can harmonize really well together. And, oh, we've got, like, a similar, like, sense of humor, and then that turned into us just kind of creating whatever the Mamas has ended up being. But it was a very natural process and not something that we actually thought about too much, I feel like, in that term of, like, oh, we need to do what, you know, what will be popular on, like, say Triple J or on, you know, 101, you know, like, to, you know, the pop stream, or, you know, so we just kind of went with what felt right for us.
Yeah, awesome. Sure. You are performing at the first annual Brunswick Masquerade Ball on March 16th, as well as as part of the Brunswick Music Festival, my bad. And are you excited to play this show alongside Jazz Party, Fola, and some other special guests?
Yes,
we're so excited. Oh, my God. We're going to dress up.
Yes.
I've been such a huge fan of Jazz Party for years, and I literally cannot believe that this is happening. I'm just happy. I'm super excited.
Yeah, Jazz Party was one of those bands for me. I actually went with
we went together,
We went together to Jazz Party's gigs when we were in, like, first or second year university. Mm. And it was just that kind of thing. I was like, oh, this is such a rowdy, amazing time. Like, even to just be able to speak to them was like, oh my God, like, I can't speak to them. And then, and then fast track, like, 3 years after that, and now we're here and we're doing a gig together, which is amazing. You know, it's all, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a dream come true, I reckon.
For sure. And you have played alongside acts such as Amy Shark and Sex on Toast. Are there any particular venues or shows that you think are particularly suited for your music?
That's in Melbourne? Question.
Anywhere Melbourne. In the world.
In the world?
Wherever you like. Are you more a festival type band? Ooh. Are you like a very nice club? Like, where would we be best to see you?
Anywhere with a dance floor, with a nice open space where people can have a dance, have a boogie.
Yes.
But we can also strip it right back and, you know, do a more chilled out gig if we need to, like we're doing at Paris Catch.
Yes, we are.
Later in the month. So we are quite versatile, but definitely if people can have a groove, then we're happy.
Mm. Yeah, like, you know, in Melbourne, per se, like out the venues that we particularly love playing at and it gets really hectic and fun is like places like Cherry Bar.
Yaya's
we like played on the weekend was like incredible.
Yeah.
But also like amazing. if you know, festivals are interesting because people usually don't know who we are and they just happen to come across us because they're at the festival and they're just checking us out. And that's also really interesting for us because in a venue people are usually coming who have heard of us, who kind of know us, and festivals is kind of different where we're kind of introducing them into our world a little bit. So in both ways they're really interesting to play like either way, and we love doing all kinds of gigs. Yeah.
Nice. So what's on the agenda for the Mamas in 2019?
Oh, man. More tunes, more good times, more festivals, more gigs.
Festivals.
Yes.
Spreading the good word of the Mamas across the lands.
We've got some very exciting festivals coming up this year, which we're very excited about, including Brunswick Music Festival. And it's just like, you know, last year our goal was to release an EP and this year was like, let's do festivals. And so it's been awesome to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Well, you can catch the infectious funk and soul of the Mamas on March 16 at the first annual Brunswick Masquerade Ball. Thanks for swinging by the hoist, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
And would you like to introduce one of your tracks for us right now?
Yeah. This song is called Banana Club.
Yes. The whole vibe of the song is when you're in a club-like situation or a party-like situation and you're trying to just have a party with your friends and someone just comes up into your personal space and, like, you know, you totally... It's, like, unwanted attention. You're like, why is this happening? Mm. And it's just about that feeling that when you're in a party or a club or a situation with lots of people, it feels a bit like a banana club. Just bananas rubbing up against you.
Oh,
so
goodness.